I would just like to say a few words about a new publication I'm putting out, which is a collection of my essays from this year called Notes from the Quarantine 2020. The build-up to this collection of essays was from the end of the previous year, December 2019. I was asked to by a magazine to write a short commentary about my viewpoint of the year ahead. And so I put together a short essay called Consensus Reality Meltdown, the year ahead 2020, what I thought would perhaps be unfolding in some ways in during 2020. Of course, what I didn't expect, or what nobody could foresee really, was the ensuing pandemic, which unfolded during 2020. And so I feel that what has happened has actually accelerated the trend of consensus reality meltdown. And I explore that in the first section of essays in the book through four separate essays. After that, I decided to pen a series of 10 essays looking at the questions of our time. And those form the major bulk of the Notes from the Quarantine, plus a few essays at the end with more in-depth inquiry into such issues as human freedom, sovereignty, and biosecurity. The term biosecurity, though, the concept, I'm not alone in feeling that it's come more to the fore, especially during this year. The term really comes from biopower. Biopower was made known especially through the works of Michel Foucault, the French philosopher in the mid to late 1970s. In his understanding, biopower refers to how institutionalized power is giving over the human body through through apparatus and institutions, especially ones such as health, such as the hospital, the asylum, also the prison, places where power can be exercised over the physical human body. And institutions exercises power as a continuation of the old sovereign kingly power. But now what we're seeing is that power is not just exercised through specific institutions, but it's now fluid through the networks of society. Now, Deleuze did mention that in his postscript on controlled societies, but of course that was still several decades ago. Now what I'm seeing and what I'm sensing, what I explore in the essay, is how power, biosecurity and biocapitalism, how these flows are all integrating to embolder a sense of power using the biology or the biological body as a site or a target of where power is exercised. And it's not only on bodies, it's through bodies, it's through networks of how bodies interact. So it's through in the body, and it could be through the social movement of bodies, such as social distancing, and how certain governments and nations are looking at health and biology as a site of power and a changing, more fit, fluid type of power relations.